And here's another big change from Detroit. General Motors is getting rid of its Saturn brand as part of GM's restructuring plan. Saturn competed with Japan's fast-selling, fuel-efficient cars, and for a time, Saturn gave Honda and Toyota a run for their money. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN has this story from Saturn's hometown, Spring Hill, Tennessee.
When Saturn started pumping out efficient four-doors in 1990, Pennywise drivers bought not just a car, but a concept. More than a handful started planning vacations to Spring Hill.
They came from Alaska and North Dakota.
Saturn held a homecoming in 1994, and 44,000 people showed up.
Pretty good turnout for our first big party.
Polaroids of those Saturn fanatics are still tacked to the walls of an old horse barn here on the Saturn property. Production left Spring Hill for Mexico in 2007. The Welcome Center is still here, even though the plant now builds the Chevy Traverse. The video screens that explain Saturn's unique engine casting process have gone blank. One mechanical display shoves a metal shopping cart into Saturn's famous dent-resistant doors.
Yep, nary a dent.
We didn't have to worry about the panel collapsing or putting a dent in it.
Salesman Murdoch Calvin pounds the door of an older Saturn at his dealership near the brand's sacred home. Innovations like those polymer door panels are gone, along with the no-pressure sales approach.
Now, more so than we did in the past, we ask for the sale. In today's environment, it's critical.
Especially since buyers could just go down the street to a Chevy dealership and get a similar car. Most Saturns now share a platform with other GM vehicles.
The Saturn we built is gone. You know, there is a Saturn brand.
Mike Bennett started with Saturn on the ground floor when the company was crafting its famous tagline.
It's not a different kind of car and a different kind of car company anymore.
GM intentionally chose a site for Saturn hundreds of miles from Detroit. The workers operated under a separate UAW contract. Kenny Duncan was one of the so-called Group of 99, who designed a corporate culture where factory line workers like himself were on equal footing with management.
I had as much authority to block a decision as anybody in the room.
It worked because everyone benefited from the company's success. 20% of salaries were based on output and quality, with $10,000 bonuses on top of that. Workers hit that pay ceiling when they were building cars here 6 days a week in three shifts a day to meet demand. But Mike Bennett, president of the local UAW at the time, says they were always swimming upstream.
We were strangled for capital by Detroit. The UAW leadership was negotiating against capital here being put in Spring Hill to expand the process.
GM didn't keep up with new body styles, and by the time Saturn's first SUV hit the road in 2002, the brand was behind the curve. 2 years later, the special UAW contract was dissolved. Saturn began a slow fade into the crowd. Lindsay Chappell with Automotive News thinks the Saturn formula is still what GM needs to compete.
You just have to stand back and with your mouth open saying, why would they walk away from that? They captured lightning in a bottle, and they didn't know what to do with it.
But potential suitors think they can capitalize on what's left of that lightning. They're reportedly lining up for the Saturn brand and its dealership network. Robert Miles, who runs Saturn of Cool Springs near Spring Hill, says the nameplate still appeals to buyers looking for an American-made, fuel-efficient vehicle.
They don't really care where it's built. Just treat me fair. Sell me a good product at a fair price and take care of me after the sale. That's what people want.
Some of the gimmicks may be gone, but Miles says the Saturn core remains. And it's now available to the highest bidder. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.